If you're doing all the right things for your health, eating well, supplements, exercising, but you still feel tired, inflamed, or off, this conversation is for you. Today, we're talking about what most people are missing at the cellular level and how hydrogen may support energy, recovery, and long-term vitality. Now, today, I have a very special guest. I'm really excited to introduce him. His name is Greg, and he's known as the Hydrogen Man. He helps people understand hydrogen and how it supports health, energy, and resilience. So I'm really excited. The first thing I really want to ask you, Greg, is why so many people are feeling depleted and inflamed right now, and why they're focused on health.
Well, obviously, the majority of people are basically sick these days. And there's actually some interesting blood work that I've been having access to lately of a gentleman who actually tests nations. So he literally sees differences by country. And it's really quite fascinating. And a lot of this information's gonna be coming out. But the most important part, really, because all we can break it all down and probably talk forever about it. But my goal was always to just try to achieve good health. I was extremely sick myself. I'm not even supposed to be alive right now, actually. That's how bad it was. And now I'm testing off the charts. All these tests that have been happening to me lately, the levels that I'm testing at are just kind of, when I say off the charts, a lot of doctors are literally questioning. They're literally like, how could this even be real? I'm actually working with a doctor right now. There's numerous doctors that I've been working with, but there's this one who's been tracking with utter perfection the how my protocol is affecting his health because he had his own sets of issues, which he probably wouldn't want me to share. But I hopefully in the future we will be sharing a lot of the issues that he was having because he's already seen resolutions to them. The fascinating part is how powerful this protocol is, or different protocols that I've created, which are really just for myself at the beginning. But obviously, I've chosen to share them because there's just so many sick people out there. And what's been very frustrating for me, even on my path to regaining my health, and for people who are seeing me right now who see me inhaling this stuff, they're like, is something wrong with them? I'm just inhaling hydrogen, the best molecular hydrogen in the world. That's what I'm inhaling right now from a Japanese device. And I'm just doing it because it's one, extremely good for me. And the more lab testing that we are seeing, it's phenomenal. So I'm just trying to up my usage of the hydrogen thing. But yeah, what the doctor has seen right now, he's basically at this point saying this might rewrite medical books, like things that we understood medically. That's how big of a deal this is. In fact, he was telling me that when I put him on my protocol, because he is diabetic, that's one of the things issues that he has, and he's type 1 diabetic. And he said when I created the protocol for him, he said this might be a problem because everything you're wanting me to do goes against everything I was taught in medical school. But he had a lot, he just put a lot of faith in me, actually. I don't, and I should clarify, I don't give any medical advice. I don't make any medical claims. I am only going to give you guys my opinions. And this doctor made his own decision to try to follow the protocols that I've even created for myself. Once he did that, I didn't know. It's kind of funny because initially, I didn't know he was a doctor, by the way. And he just somebody who had contacted me. And I didn't know he was going to be testing and tracking the protocol. And when he did, he got back to me and he said, this is beyond good. He says, this is actually getting to the realm of crazy. Doesn't make any sense almost. Yet I'm looking at the results and he said, they are phenomenal. They're so phenomenal. He's been trying to create the perfect protocol for a very long time. Highly intelligent doctor, by the way. Great guy. We just great conversations. And he said, what this protocol is doing is should not be possible. And I think personally, I think of course it's possible. It's just that we have to try to change the way that we think about things. And I have a whole different view than the average person. In fact, most health podcasters, this was one of my frustrations when I was trying to find my path to health, that I listened to podcasts also. Yeah, I was trying to learn from everywhere. But what was frustrating for me is that everybody was contradicting each other. You'd have one guy telling you should eat nothing but meat. Then you got another guy telling you should eat nothing but vegetables. And then you have somebody telling you eat nothing but fruit. Then you got somebody telling you to drink spring water. No, somebody says no, this water, no, that water. And everybody was contradicting themselves. And you should take this supplement and that supplement. And this may shock people. And it has shocked a lot of these doctors, actually, that I'm now working with. They're shocked because I use almost no supplements. And it is absolutely blowing their mind because everybody thinks that a supplement is what's going to take you to health. And in my personal opinion, absolutely not. The supplements are not what's going to save you. In my personal opinion, I think a lot of the supplements, and the industry will hate me for saying this, and this is why I don't give the name of any products and don't make any medical any claims about for organs to any products, is that a lot of the supplements, in my opinion, are actually not good for you and potentially worse. You know, just Google how many people have died from taking certain supplements. And it's
Right.
because a lot of the ingredients, actually the majority of the ingredients in the majority of all supplements out there, are coming from China. And you just have to be really careful. And when I created the protocol, I remember looking at a cupboard of somebody that I knew who was really into health, and it was full of supplements. And I had been fortunate enough to see some lab tests on some of the supplements. And I'm looking at the lab tests and I'm thinking to myself, this stuff's not good for you. And if you have a huge cupboard full of stuff and you're taking that level of pills, I believe that it actually strains the kidneys, which is not doing you any favors. So you have to find a way to get the things you need without putting a strain on the body or having impurities come in. So it's been a real fine, I've been trying to fine-tune it for quite some time. And I basically really dialed it in. And like I said, the current doctor that's testing my method is just, he just can't believe it. He stopped taking all the supplements too. He's like, don't need it anymore. And he's doing even more extensive blood. It's really fascinating. So my protocol is different than the average person. I think I see a lot of people, they promote a lot of products, and that's fine. I get it. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not. And there's a lot of money involved in this type of stuff. That's what I discovered. And
Yeah.
I've gone down the difficult path because I've been attacked legally. I don't promote a million products and make a bunch of money on different products. And so I'm kind of an outsider in the industry. But with the proof that's coming, I think it's about to turn the whole industry on its head. And I know I'm already being hated for it, but it's important for me that people hear the truth because people are sick, people are suffering, people need real answers and real guidance instead of everybody contradicting each other and always trying to sell some type of supplement or something, you know?
Right. Now, what do you feel the truth is? What is the truth?
Well, the truth is that you have to understand how the human body actually works in order to really be able to create a protocol that's actually going to work. One of the most difficult things to understand about health that I hear almost nobody talking about is when you look at certain scientific research, there is a massive difference between short-term data and long-term data. And that's a big problem because you can take a product that, in my opinion, is maybe just crap, you know? And it could show benefit. And you're thinking to yourself, see, we did a study, it showed benefit, it must be good for you. And that
Right.
same product, if you continue to do it for the long term, and then you see detrimental things, you're like, it doesn't make any sense. And I could give you a very good example. And this is controversial too, but have you ever heard of the Kangen machines?
Yeah, they sound it sounds familiar. Yes.
The Kangen machines were like water ionizers, they make the water alkaline. And for the longest time, they kept telling us, alkaline water is so good for you. It's solving all these issues. And here's the fundamental problem. So people understand how I do my research and how I found the truth, which is in short-term data, it did look good. And so they immediately jumped to the conclusion that it was alkaline water, which is silly actually, because you could literally put baking soda in tap water and boom, you got alkaline water. You could drink that all day long. It's not going to solve crazy medical issues. Things that I've personally seen go away, I could give you a list of stuff that I've seen. It's just bonkers. It's hard to believe actually at this point, but I've seen it so much at this point. Now with the blood work, it's now becoming very clear after all these years why these protocols have done what they've done. And so the Kangen machines told us that, you know, alkaline water was the best thing ever. Do you know what their current pitch is now? They're not saying alkaline water anymore. They're saying that their machine is a hydrogen machine. Okay. And they're just trying to go with the trends, right? Now, here's what really happened with the Kangen machine from long-term data from Japan. The short-term looked great, and that's because their machine was literally by accident making some hydrogen, and they didn't even know it. But when you alter pH through the process of ionization, you're actually not making hydrogen correctly because there's multiple ways to make hydrogen, and the correct way, the best way, which is what I'm all about, right? I want the best hydrogen because hydrogen is like literally the most powerful tool in my tool chest for doing the things that I've been doing. The doctor who was measuring everything, he was so blown away by it. He wanted to know exactly why my protocol is doing what it's doing. So he would start eliminating things from the protocol to see how it's affecting. And the moment he took out hydrogen, there were disruptions. So things were literally perfection when he did everything that I suggest that I do. And it's never been seen before. There's nobody in the world who's ever been able to do this. Not even people who spent millions of dollars on their health. There's very wealthy people out there who are trying to be, the number one biohackers. And now I've been privy to some information, and I find out who the real biohackers are and who the ones that aren't, and we could potentially even talk a little bit about that because a lot of people claim to be the best biohacker. And in my opinion, it's just not true. And then they try to sell you a million products, right? So that's always seems to be the name of the game. So with the Kangen machine, they were inadvertently making hydrogen by accident at the beginning. You see the beginning benefits, but if you go in the long term, the ionization of the water that makes the water alkaline was actually causing problem, appeared to be causing issues with their GI system of the people, the participants. Why? Pretty simple why. The stomach makes certain amount of acids, and it appears that the alkalinity of ionized water was disrupting that. And it's so crucially important to make proper stomach acids. In fact, they have a function. One, they break down the food properly so that you can actually absorb the nutrients properly. Two, they're also designed to kill certain pathogens. So when you're screwing this up, it's going to most likely, in my opinion, it's pretty obvious that it would lead to certain GI issues, and that's what they saw. And so that's why it's confusing, because you'll have a guy say, "Hey, this machine's a hydrogen machine, and it's so amazing to look at the data." But it's almost always short-term data. They don't show you long-term data. And I look at all sides. So everything that I do, I look at every perspective, every side. I line up the science. I line up my critical thinking. I actually observe nature. I even read ancient books for ancient wisdom and knowledge. And I even meditate on all this. And this is how I've created my protocols. I've had to go from every which angle. And when I describe the way my brain works, it's so simple. Let's give an example about water, because water is so fundamental to my protocol. And I don't mean just water. I mean clean water. Now, you could see somebody on a show and they're telling you, "No, alkaline water is the best." Not in my opinion. Some other show, "No, spring water is the best." Not in my opinion. Some other person will say, "Structured water is the best." I mean, it goes on almost forever, right? What was I thinking when I was trying to create my protocol? I thought, how about clean water? Why is that such a revelation? Clean water, and of course people are going to be like, "Oh, well, yeah, of course clean water. Yeah, oh, of course, but you never talked about it, because all water filtration is not created equal." Okay. And there's a lot of people can watch. I give all this information literally for free. I suggest for people who are watching, and this helps support what I'm doing, and it costs you nothing. Just follow me on YouTube, follow me on Instagram, Rumble, Twitter, all these places, because when I get attacked at one place, you'll only be able to find me in the next one. But I give the majority of the best info and all for free on YouTube. That's the main place where I divulge and share a lot of this information. And my video 388 talks about water. Here's a third-party lab test on water. And for the average person who doesn't really understand, the amount of contaminants and pages of stuff in our water will blow your mind. Even with as much as I know about water, I was pretty shocked to find certain things. For example, radioactive contaminants. Can you believe there's radioactive contaminants in our water? And that we can actually filter them if we know how to clean water. And the reason that water became part of my protocol is a lot of it has to do with purity. And so the purest water, the purest air, the purest food, the purest hydrogen, like I'm not a fan, for example, of, I'm not going to name products or anything like that. So I just have to cover up whatever the name of this product is. But these are some hydrogen tablets. Like I don't personally use them. And I don't actually like to use them. And anybody can go get a simple lab test on them, and they'll probably find out why I don't like them. But remember, there's things about hydrogen. I'm going to give you four super beautiful, important things about hydrogen. Pure hydrogen done correctly is supposed to be odorless, colorless, tasteless, and pH neutral. These are the four staples or foundations of pure hydrogen. If you do a tablet, you're going to notice something very interesting. Is it odorless? No. Is it colorless? No. Is it tasteless? No. Is it pH neutral? No. It actually, you know what's ironic? It makes the water super acidic. So we used to have people telling us that alkaline water is the best. Now we're having people telling us that acid water is the best. Like at some point, it becomes ridiculous. It's always what's the trend rather than trying to find the truth. And that's where I just always went after the truth. And I had to. I mean, think about it. My life was on the line. So there's no other way. You need to, the truth is what will set you free, as some ancient, beautiful scriptures have said. And I believe in that. And so that's the path that I took.
Now, what motivated you? Like, what kind of health issues were you going through that made you turn to hydrogen and made you really focus on clean water and how that really affected and improved your health?
Yeah, the medical issues that I had were, it's a long list. I mean, I had autoimmune issues. I had a heart condition that was really severe. In fact, it was supposed to be the very thing that would probably kill me before anything. And I'm not even technically supposed to be alive right now. I was told I needed open heart surgery. What's pretty crazy is that with my protocol, I totally solved my heart issue that I had had for a very long time. And it's really sad how the whole thing happened. And I don't even necessarily need to get into that unless you're interested in that. But the point is that even my cardiologist just couldn't believe it. He just couldn't believe that I had made this thing just go away. All of a sudden, the testing is all negative. And it's like, you were positive for everything. We have all the proof, you know? And so that was another issue. I had a lot of severe, this autoimmune issue was creating a massive amount of pain and inflammation in my body. I was in so much pain, I literally couldn't even walk. Totally bedridden, couldn't even lift up a glass of water or anything. I had so much joint pain. It was one of the times that I remember. This is when I remember I was sitting on a couch because I couldn't do anything. I was totally immobile. And I went to grab the remote control to watch TV. And I literally could not do this. That's how much pain I was in. I couldn't turn on the TV. I literally just broke down and started crying because I used to be really athletic, you know? And so it really broke me down. And that's when I made a prayer. This is really, to me, this is a spiritual journey. And because I made a prayer, I just prayed for God to guide me in some way, so that I could find these answers to resolve my issues. And for whatever reason, I still don't know why I did this, but when my prayer, I said, if you guide me and show me the way, I promise that I will share it with others. Because I just knew that people are out there suffering. And here I'm watching all these podcasts, and it's so confusing who you're supposed to listen to. And being involved in the industry now, because I've been making my videos for so long, I learned what's going on behind the scenes. And many companies have tried to recruit me and offered me a lot of money that I've had to turn down because I'm not going to promote things like, well, for example, these little bottles, right? These little hydrogen bottles are so popular. I could probably make a ton of money promoting these things. I don't promote them, I don't use them, and there's very good reason for that, right? Because in my personal opinion, they're not going to help you with your health. That's my personal opinion. And we can talk about what this doctor is seeing, who's actually doing blood work and seeing the effects. He actually tried the hydrogen tablets and he tried literally the hydrogen bottles. And he said he literally saw no difference. And he was gonna give up on hydrogen. He happened to see me on a show and he said, this guy's talking about very different things than everybody else. Everybody else is trying to sell you with something. I'm talking about showing you what you need to look for when making hydrogen properly, because I literally became a hydrogen production specialist. I literally have traveled to Japan. I've talked to top scientists, top engineers, even top doctors who truly specialize in the field, which none of them really exist in America. And by learning all this, it helped me understand that guess what? How you make hydrogen actually matters. It's not all created equal. Same thing with water. How you clean your water is not all created equal. There are different methods. You can have a normal carbon filter. You could have a reverse osmosis filter. You could do distillation. I do a combination because I go off the data. In fact, here, this is carb. I call it carbon distillation because it's a combination, right? But check this out. I'll give you one example. You ever heard of PFAS? PFOAs, you know, forever chemicals. These are the numbers that were all in the water. This is after carbon distillation, zeros. That means they removed all that stuff. And by the way, it's not just contaminants that are in our water. We also have, obviously, we have pesticides, herbicides, you know, insecticides, all sorts of stuff. But the big one that is also a problem is bacteria, viruses, parasites. This is a major problem because, again, your average water filter starts getting dirty and they can even grow bacteria and mold and funguses and all these different things. So you're like, well, then how in the heck are you supposed to clean your water? Well, I figured it out by observing nature and seeing how nature worked. And I literally applied that with science and equipment that we can all get. In fact, if people want to know what I use just to make it easy for them, the website's called mypurewater.com, and that's American made. I'm not typically a big fan of Chinese products, just not because I have anything against China, but it's looking at every time I see data, I'm disappointed with all Chinese hydrogen machines, a lot of supplements, just, even their tea. I don't know if you've seen the lab tests on their tea versus tea from India versus tea from Japan. It tested the worst. It's so bad. And they were claiming for it to be organic. It was an organic tea that was lab tested.
Well,
And it
a lot of
is.
soil is contaminated. That's why.
Yeah, but I agree with you. But I think that they're spraying it. They say that it's organic, but when you see the level of pesticides, and then the Japanese green tea that they were testing was not even deemed organic, and it had the lowest level than any other tea. And that's because the Japanese have a whole. I just love the Japanese at this point. If it wasn't for them, I actually feel like I owe them my life, because the gentleman who created this hydrogen machine that I'm using, the story is phenomenal. He went for the truth, he went for the best, and there's a reason that he became literally number one hydrogen in all of Japan, because his stuff is the best, And in America, a lot of people, like you'll even notice on this show, either some people are going to make comments in the comment area, or that you're going to receive emails, or your people are going to receive emails, and they're going to be saying the most negative things about me. That's all they do. They go around constantly trying to bash me and saying that I'm a scam artist and that I'm a terrible person, because it threatens. And these messages, I know who they are. I've figured it out, and it's all been disclosed at this point. And they're people who basically are involved in the world of hydrogen primarily, and even water and things of this nature, because it affects. Well, it affects the whole money train, right? And I don't care about the money part. All I care about is if a company makes a good product, great, right? Don't cut corners. I learned from there was a company that was trying to recruit me that does supplements. And when I saw how they were making them, I remember asking them, I said, well, why don't you do this method? It would be cleaner, it'd be better. And I still remember this response to this day. It would be more expensive, it would cut into our profits. And so we're just not going to do it. And they said, and if our prices go up and we're making less money, they said a lot of people won't even buy our products. And I was thinking to myself, that would never be the way that I would think. Now I understand, maybe I'm not a good businessman, right? Maybe that's the truth. But people functioning that way is just not the path that I wanted to go down at all. I want the best. Now, if it costs more, it sucks. But I've made many other sacrifices in my life to spend less. Like I drive a crappy car, or whatever. I don't buy new clothes, often, almost at all. And I'm doing this, but all my money goes into my best water, best hydrogen, best food, and a good, air filter, and just these different things that I've tried to do with my protocols. And never would have thought in a million years that they would be doing what they're doing, to be honest. It's been shocking. I mean, if I were to see things like, and I've seen stuff like this, again, this is not claims, these are just things that I've seen, and even family members that I know, people who've had issues like with arthritis, glaucoma, blood pressure issues, diabetes, autoimmune issues, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, IBS. I've worked with people with dementia, Alzheimer's, macular degeneration, which is really, really terrible. I've worked with people with lung issues, heart conditions. I mean, this is crazy. I released a video not long ago. There was a woman who's almost 100 years old. She had multiple heart conditions and was on pharmaceuticals, especially for controlling blood pressure for over 30 years. And basically, her doctor was like, well, you need surgery because obviously you're going to die. You have all these heart problems. But he said, the problem is you're too old. We cannot be doing surgery on you. You probably won't survive the surgery. So just live out the rest of your days. You're almost 100. Live out the rest of your days and be grateful for every day. And that's the end of it. Well, someone that she knows knew me. So she was like, I want to do whatever it is that you're doing, So she started a protocol. And when she was doing it, all her heart conditions went away and her body went back to not even needing the pharmaceuticals that she was needing for her blood pressure issues. I got an email, and this happens a lot, by the way. This is one of many stories. I got an email from her doctor, and the doctor is literally saying, first, she's testing positive for all these heart problems, and now her tests are normal. And he just, they actually couldn't believe that they had to take her off the pharmaceuticals. And they were like, look, just be watchful. Watch out, because if something starts changing, you need to come back immediately, and we put you back on the pharmaceuticals. And so that's just, again, one of many crazy things that I've seen. And like I said, the latest one with this new doctor, who's he's an endocrine surgeon. So I've been learning a lot about endocrinology.
Right.
And we're seeing what hydrogen does for the endocrine system, or appears to be doing.
Right.
And I would say your endocrine system is like super important. I mean, we're talking thyroid, we're talking pancreas, we're talking reproductive organs. I mean, it is a big, big deal. And hydrogen is just that magical. I mean, we're literally measuring it, and the results are unbelievable. And so this is going to be very exciting going into the future. 2026 is going to be a very big deal in regards to what I've been working on for over a decade. So it's been a very long road, and it only made it harder when there's people in the industry who, you know, instead of standing with me or trying to find the truth with me, they hate me because I go after the truth. And so that's a little bit of a problem sometimes for a lot of industries, even the government, right? They're disclosing all these truths lately, and people don't like it. And people get, you know, bent out of shape and whatnot. But the important part is that it's going to touch people's lives in a positive way, and hopefully help people overcome issues that they potentially have. And that's, to me, the most important part, because although this is a journey of health, the spiritual side of it is, I believe very strongly, for a lot of people who don't know, and maybe you're included, did you know that I had an NDE? Were you aware of that?
Yes, I was.
You know, and that was one of the reasons, and this is very, it's a sensitive subject. It's a little embarrassing, but I'm going to share it for the sake of, hopefully it'll reach people out there and they'll know even my journey. I OD'd, you know, when I was really young. And that is what actually caused my heart condition, because it was supposed to actually completely stop my heart. I wasn't supposed to have survived. It was pretty extreme what had happened. And it damaged my heart, though. And that was obviously part of the issue. But when I went to the other side, I learned something very important about life. And it's so simple and it's so basic, but I can see that the average person just doesn't understand it or doesn't live by it. And ultimately what I learned is there's really only one thing you're going to take with you when you die. You're not going to take the money. You're not going to take the fancy cars. You're not going to take, if you became a big star or you're famous, you're not going to take any of this with you. What you're going to take with you is everything good and everything bad that you've ever done to somebody. And that's pretty much it. So that's why ancient scriptures, or even people like Jesus, you know, the wisdom that he spoke when he said, love one another as I have loved you. It's like, this is so fundamental to this journey. So if you're gonna run a company and sell, I don't know, some product, it's gonna touch people's lives, whether it's positive or negative, or maybe even just does nothing, which to me, negative, because you're just pretty much taking people's money for nothing. And it's probably gonna end up in a landfill or God knows what, right? Whatever product this is.
Right.
So for me, touching people's lives with the information that I've been able to accumulate, always looking for the truth, and what's been revealed has been so amazing. And I know that I'm not going to be around that much longer. I mean, you know, we're getting older. We don't live very long anyway. And I'm definitely past the halfway point, you know, by far. And the most important thing to me, because of what I've seen, is I want to try to touch people's lives in a positive way. And it goes back to my original prayer. And if people can receive benefit into their health from the things that I've discovered, then that is the ultimate reward, you know, to touch people's lives in a beautiful and positive way. So that's what's foundational to why I do what I do and all that.
Why do most people misunderstand about energy and aging and what it really is happening at the cellular level?
Wow, people misunderstand a lot of things. I mean, they don't understand, again, back to supplements. Like, I could give you one example, and you maybe have heard of this. Have you ever seen somebody, they take a pill for a vitamin, and they're like, hey, I'm taking a vitamin, right? And then you start peeing a certain weird color because of the vitamin. And you're typically being told Well, the reason you're peeing that is because you couldn't absorb all the vitamin. So you absorb what you could and you let go of the rest. Now, I was doing blood work with another doctor. She's actually a blood specialist of over 30 years. And one of the things that I was doing in these blood works that I was doing with her was I wanted to look for what's called nutritional deficiencies and mineral deficiencies. Because if you ever look at the statistics, almost everybody's deficient in something. But if the science of things, it's kind of phenomenal. We've literally seen that when you have certain deficiencies, it leads to certain disease. So one example or famous example is if you're deficient in vitamin C, you get scurvy. What's the solution for scurvy? A pharmaceutical? No, you just get your vitamin C levels up and scurvy goes away. And so foundationally, whether it was what was causing my problem or not, I thought to myself, I need to overcome all nutritional deficiencies, which by the way, is not very easy because the average person has not achieved that. Even the biohackers that claim to be the best biohackers in the world, they're not overcoming all nutritional deficiencies. In fact, they keep trying to push these supplements, and it's like foundationally, you should overcome your nutritional deficiencies. And you don't do it by taking vitamins. Think about it. I don't even take vitamins. I don't take vitamin pills. I do a whole other method. And I still remember, if anybody's ever worked in the medical field, which I did for over 2 decades, you usually don't call patients unless there's a problem. That's kind of the rule of thumb usually. And I did get a phone call from the doctor for that does the blood work. And I was shocked. I was actually really scared because I thought she found something bad. And she assured me, she goes, calm down, don't be afraid. She said, I'm not calling because there's a problem. And then I became curious. And I was like, then why are you calling? There's no way you're calling me for no reason. Like, what's going on? And she said, I've been looking at blood work for over 30 years. And she said, in all my years, not one time. And I thought maybe she could have said three times or five times. She said, not even once. She said, have I ever seen blood work look like yours? She said, it's so unbelievable. She said, I had to call you. And this is when doctors really open up to me because I've talked to so many, I can't remember how many anymore. When they open up to me, like she did, they'll say things like, I have all these sick patients. And she said, and I can't help them. She goes, I've tried. And I just can't. I've tried all these different methods. And she said, and then she opened up to me and told me she has family members that are also sick and she's been trying to help. And they're not getting the improvement that she's wanting either. And then she told me that she has her own issues, much like the other doctor who contacted me for his own issues. So this has been a long, a long road of this constantly happening. And so, she wanted to know my protocol. She's like, how are you achieving this? Though it's controversial, because if I were to tell you part of how I'm doing this, you're going to have a bunch of people just immediately shut down. They're not even going to hear me out. And it's funny because I've seen it happen. I literally can't talk about certain subjects, even on my channel. People just start leaving because they don't agree with my method. But the point is, it's not whether you agree with me or not. We need to look at the data. That's what I'm all about, is the data, not about opinions, right? So I go about it a certain way, and some people just don't agree with the way that I go about it. But that's okay. As time goes by, the data's been accumulated, and it's about to be revealed, and most likely will be revealed this year.
What are some of the things you do actually that helps you get such perfect blood work?
It's a lot of, it's a combination of things. One of the big ones, is clean water. I mean, if you start seeing the things that are in our water, you start learning very quickly how it's affecting our health. Here you're trying to pop a supplement and yet you're drinking water that's not perfect. One of the doctors I saw, it was a different guy who saw some of the blood work that was blowing his mind. He asked me the same question. And when I told him foundationally, part of my protocol is clean water, he almost laughed at me. He's almost like, he was like, really? Like clean water? Really? That's okay. What else? And of course, the next step, because clean water is just the foundation. It will not do all the magical stuff that I've been seeing, but it's foundational because hydrogen done properly, it's unbelievable. Well, and if people want to see the equipment that I use, the Japanese equipment, so the official website's called holyhydrogen.com. And obviously, the importance of the official website is actually important because now what I've discovered is that China saw their equipment. They've literally made copies. They look the same. And the only reason I found this out is because some guy bought one and he had all this trouble with it. And he reached out to me and I'm like, I'm not the guy to reach contact the company. So they reached out to the company, but I was curious what's going on with this situation. I said, let me know what they find out. And they found out that it wasn't even one of their machines. So it appeared that somehow somebody's trying to copy them and make them look the same, you know? And so, but when you have the proper technology and and remember, the reason water is important too is because I'm using it as a carrier for the hydrogen gas. One thing that people don't understand about health is how water and gases have everything to do foundationally for health. So just one example, what do you think is running through your veins? You know, people call it blood, but it really is kind of a form of water that's running through your veins. And it carries things, carries nutrients, it carries minerals, but it carries gases. So every time I'm breathing in, now right now I'm breathing in hydrogen, but in our atmosphere, we're breathing in 20, 21% oxygen. And so that oxygen is actually being dissolved in your blood. That's why when they test oxygen saturation levels, when they do that oximeter on your finger, okay, you have to have certain levels of gases, and that includes hydrogen. But the world of science has been really far behind on this. The Japanese are the ones who really uncovered this, and it's actually being used already medically. I mean, we're talking about something that's medically approved. We're not talking about something that was tested five, six times or 10, 20 times. I've seen lab tests where these companies come out with these products and they're like, we have lab tests, and I go and check and they got like three, and they funded them all. You know, I've seen this a lot. And in the world of hydrogen, there's over 2,000 studies to date, which is a lot. And they have, like, I believe the numbers are getting so staggering. I believe over 200 medical conditions that they have shown that hydrogen appears to be beneficial for. The fundamental issue about hydrogen that nobody wants to talk about is, does how you make it matter? And it, in my opinion, absolutely does. I mean, think about vegetables. Does how you grow your vegetables matter? Well, it depends on the soil, depends on how many chemicals you're spraying on them. I think it does matter. You know, it matters a great deal. Does it matter how a water filter cleans your water? Yes, it matters. And so it makes it very difficult for the average person to go into the depths that I've gone into for over a decade, trying to figure out the answers. And on that path, I became a water expert. I became a hydrogen production expert. I became a hydrogen expert on top of it all. I've had to, again, create these protocols that nobody's ever created and doing things that nobody's ever done before, trying to find a path that is affordable and doable. Because there's people out there who spend $2 million a year on their health, like very wealthy people, people like Brian Johnson, right? And that's great that he's doing that. I think it's great for the sake of science and learning and what really works and what doesn't. The problem is not everybody has all day to try to live perfectly and have $2 million every year to try to live perfectly. So that's kind of an issue. And with my protocol, it's way more affordable, you know? And there's only a few items that you need. You need a carbon distiller to clean your water. You need the best hydrogen generator in the world, and you need a really good blender. And if people want to see the blender that I recommend too, it's a website called void-system.com. And by the way, if anybody wants discount codes on any of these things that I'm mentioning, if they want to support my channel, the discount code is Uprising 144K. But this blender that they sell is actually a vacuum blender, which I actually originally thought it was a scam. I thought this is so stupid because it vacuums out the oxygen out of the blender. And when it blends the food's not oxidizing. So, you know, when you cut an apple, you see it oxidize. This allows you to blend food without it oxidizing. And although I thought it was kind of a scam at first or just couldn't be real, because I'm a big skeptic. I have to do my homework. And when I did my homework, I was like, oh my goodness, this is real. It actually it retains the nutrients better. It literally tastes different. I got multiple blenders, you know? So I've really noticed a difference. Even the colors are different after you blend, because of lack of oxidation. And so that's one of the blenders that I like the most. And they're very affordable. You know, everything's very, very affordable. And you tend to buy the product once. You know, you get a good carbon distiller, a good hydrogen generator, a good blender, and you don't have to buy them every year. But that's one thing about the world of, as far as not blenders and carbon distillers, but in the world of hydrogen, I've noticed that a lot of the machines, people don't know because they haven't studied them, they don't tend to be very reliable. In fact, hydrogen production starts going down quite rapidly, and you'd never know because in order to test for hydrogen, it's very expensive. To do it properly. A lot of people are doing it incorrectly, but to do it properly is expensive. And the Japanese machine is like a Toyota. It just keeps on running and making high levels of hydrogen for years and years and years and years. And it's because of the technology that they're using that's proprietary. And I don't think the average person knows that. So, you know, it's difficult for them to make decisions when they're not super well informed.
Right. Now, how does oxidative stress show up in everyday life, like fatigue, brain fog, inflammation, slow recovery?
Everything you just mentioned, including CFS, has been a big one, chronic fatigue syndrome. I think it shows up as basically, so one thing that the Japanese have theorized based on a lot of medical data is that the one thing that's behind so many medical issues is a lot of oxidative stress, ROS, reactive oxygen species, free radical damage. And hydrogen appears to be wonderful for liberating that. In fact, that's some of the blood work that was recently done. And this doctor is going to be testing different products, again, like tablets and like these bottles, which are so popular. But the results that he saw that really blew his mind were coming specifically from the Holy Hydrogen machine, and he's pretty blown away by it. And I'm very excited to continue to work forward on that. So again, because sometimes people try to go off the numbers too. They're like, oh, look how much hydrogen this makes. Now, granted, are they even measuring it correctly? It's one of the problems. But also too, is it bioavailable hydrogen? That's been
Right.
a big thing that I've noticed, where nanotechnology, as far as like nanobubbles, really
Yeah.
play a big role on making hydrogen a certain way. And the Japanese understood that a long time ago. So they're using technology like it's called expanded metal technology. And they don't
Yeah.
use any plated metals, no coated metals. They don't use stainless steel. Stainless steel is a terrible metal for making hydrogen, but people who don't know what they're doing will do that because it's cheap, right? Also, never use any chemicals in hydrogen, things like lye or sodium hydroxide. And you really want pure hydrogen. There's been people out there who've also said, oh, it's better when you mix it with things. The data is based on pure molecular hydrogen. And so just things like this are really, I've been preaching them for quite a while. But again, it's exciting that doctors are starting to see it in blood work, where again, I think one of the big things about tablets is they try to tout how much hydrogen they make. Oh, they make such a high level of hydrogen, which I don't actually agree. I can make the case as to how they're doing shenanigans with the numbers. But when the doctor uses it and sees literally no change, and they're supposed to have such high levels, and then he uses something like the Japanese device and he sees massive change. So I think the next stage for hydrogen is forget testing the hydrogen machines or pills or whatever. Measure the person when they're using the hydrogen. That's when you're going to really see. That's been what I've learned and noticed myself, that
Right.
we need to look at the person, not just the different ways of making hydrogen, because there's so many different ways, and many of them I would never use. Again, not to pick on these tablets, I'm not naming a brand or anything, but the thing about the tablets is they're using what's called a chemical reaction to
Yeah.
make the hydrogen. And when you're talking about a medical gas, there should be nothing. It should be completely void of anything, whether it's a heavy metal or any ingredients. This literally has all these ingredients in it. That's not the way medical gases work. You don't
Yeah.
need a bunch of ingredients for medical gas. Just doesn't work.
Exactly. Now, why don't traditional health routines always address these deeper issues?
Why don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think primarily, what I've learned about the whole health industry is that it really comes down to money. I mean, this is really, I mean, I feel now I feel like I'm picking on these guys. But again, I'm not naming any brands. With a pill, yeah, you're gonna have to buy a pill forever, right?
Yeah.
So you buy these hydrogen tablets or whatever, and you got to buy them forever. That's exactly what they love, right? Money coming in forever and ever. The device that I use, maybe it's not the best business model for their company, but you buy one machine and that's it. You can use hydrogen over and over and over. It actually ends up being cheaper in the long term, from what I've noticed. And their equipment makes both the water and the inhalation. So something like this would only make the water. And something like this would only make the water. And then you could get another device that only does the inhalation. And then you're going to end up buying all this stuff, but you don't need to. There's one device that does it all. And it actually happens to be the best device, so it just works out perfectly. And for me, it's been absolutely priceless. I mean, absolutely priceless. One day, I hope to meet the man who created this thing, because his story is it's pretty gut-wrenching for people who haven't heard his story. It's so sad. His daughter was born. Did you hear the story of how he even made this? I hope that this guy becomes recognized in the near future for what he's done. His daughter was born with severe medical issues, and he was told that she would be dead by the time she was 3, maybe 5. It was really bad. And this was many years ago. And because right now she's almost 18 now. She's
Yeah.
probably the only person in the world with severity of issues that she has that has lived that long. She literally might be the only one in the world ever. And her father had seen the data about hydrogen, and he was trying to find anything and everything to help his daughter. And when he gathered equipment, and I won't name the equipment or whatever, all the different stuff that he had gathered in the world of hydrogen and presented it to the doctor that was caring for his daughter. And the doctor was like, do not give her any of that stuff. And he was like, why? He said, because you could run the risk of something happening to her. Like literally she could die. And he's like, die from using one of these products? Like, what are you talking about? He said, you have to understand that your daughter is in a very, very fragile state. I hope you understand that some of these products could potentially be creating potential contaminants, things that you don't think about, things that you don't realize. Right. That's why I said go get a heavy metal test on a tablet, and you'll see what you see. But just remember, when you drop it in the water turns gray. When you drink it, it tastes terrible. In fact, it tastes like metal. So go check it out for yourself, right? Because I'm not going to make any claims, you know, in regards to this. I want people to see for themselves. But when
Yeah.
the doctor warned this man, the man's like, well, is there any equipment out there that exists that I can get that makes hydrogen super pure so that it would be okay to use on my daughter? And the doctor told him, no, it doesn't exist. So this guy went out of his way. This is so crazy. He went to the top people in the world to find every modality of making hydrogen. And by the way, there's numerous modalities. You can make hydrogen through a chemical reaction. You can do it
Yeah.
through direct ionization, so many different ways. And he chose the best one, and it happened to be the most difficult one. The most difficult method was the best method. And when he went to try to get people to help him,
Yeah.
he got Toyota involved. Toyota's huge, huge technology. Of course, they have hydrogen technology. He got Yamaha involved. He got help from Kobe Steel, which is a huge metal company that America was trying to buy it by that company, by the way. They worked with many different companies. Let's just put it that way. They even worked with like G-Shock, the watch company, because the electronics. When making hydrogen, it's not as simple as you think. It's actually so complex. And if you don't do it right, you can just buy a bottle, you hit a button, it runs electricity, some hydrogen is produced. They're not trying to do it the way like a samurai sword. So
Yeah.
perfect, right? As compared to just making some cheap, crappy sword. And so he really went all in to create this device for his daughter. I found out later that he had offers to do it in China. It could be cheaper. You know, if you ever sell this product, you can make more money. And what did
Right.
he say? He said, I'm not going to make it in China. I am doing everything in-house. I am doing everything the absolute best way that it can be done. And it's going to be done in Japan. This guy's Japanese. And so he set out to make it the best. And then a lot of things came out in Japan. There was a lot of issues with products that were basically not very good in the world of hydrogen, a lot of shenanigans. It caused the industry to crash, and only the best real products elevated and that was his product. That's why he became number one, because people realized that his product was truly the best. And there's certain things that they tell you about hydrogen that have to be proven. And some people make some pretty outlandish claims. And a lot of them, in my opinion, are not accurate. He always tried to be accurate, but sometimes that makes him look worse. Like his numbers may look lower, right, than some other product. And people immediately think, oh, higher is better. But a lot of times things are not even being measured properly.
Right.
And so anyway, long story short, he created this machine for his daughter. It made a huge impact for her. The machine became hugely popular in Japan, and for me, it saved my life. And someday I hope to not only meet him and, you know, bow to him, you know, the way the Japanese show respect, and I probably will almost want to hug the guy. But I'm very grateful for what he's done, and I really hope that the world can see somebody who actually did things the right way. And something that is impacting so many people's lives. And I
Yeah.
actually personally believe, it's just my own personal belief, but I believe that his daughter was born that way for a reason, for a purpose. And I believe that sometimes we make certain choices when we're in spirit before we become come into this world with a certain purpose. And I think maybe she might have been born sick by choice because she knew that her father would dig into his heart from the place he loves. And remember, this was his first daughter. I mean, he knew that he would never see her go to school, you know,
Yeah.
never see her have a boyfriend, have a family. I mean, just thinking about her makes me always want to cry because it's just so crushing, you know, because I've been through it myself. When your health is taken away from you, it ruins your life. I
Yeah.
mean, literally ruined your life. I couldn't stand up and I was in so much pain. It ruined my life. I lost everything. I lost my job. I lost my home. I mean, I lost everything when I got sick, because you couldn't do anything,
Yeah.
And so it was a really tough road. And, but I only hope that all this, as they say, turn lemons into lemonade or something like that. I
Yeah.
really, and so I appreciate you, having me on your show to be able to share this information with people who are maybe going through similar struggles and hopefully can support what we're trying to do and bring this information to people.
100%. Now, what is molecular hydrogen in simple terms, and why is it getting so much attention right now?
I think in simple terms, it's a gas. We have gases like oxygen. You can have gases like nitrogen. There's different gases, and molecular hydrogen is just a gas. That's really all it is. But again, all these gases have different profound effects on our body. And for the longest time, they didn't realize that molecular hydrogen had appears to have a profound effect on our body. And I've been talking about it for over a decade. It's becoming quite big now, though, because people are starting to finally take notice, right? And
Yeah.
so that's why it's happening. The problem is, again, once people see where there's money or attention, the vultures come out,
Yeah.
and then all these cheap products and everything else. And to answer a very simple question that I get a lot, people say, "Well, can I make hydrogen really cheap?" They're always asking about the tablets, or you can actually get these bottles. I know people sell them for $200, $300, but you can actually get them for like $40 on Alibaba. And I know how they're made now. I understand the science behind them, and I just would never use them, mostly because, one, I don't think that they're going to make any impact, which is what some of these doctors are seeing, and that data will be coming out. They appear to be seeing, and this data is probably going to be coming out, obviously, in the near future. And the other thing is, when I see the metals, the membranes, the way that they're making these products, and obviously China's involved, I wouldn't even use them if you paid me. Like, you couldn't pay me to use them because I don't want that in my body. I
Yeah.
want the pure hydrogen, the best hydrogen. And once you do things the right way with hydrogen, it's incredible. I truly am in love. As silly as, I can't believe I'm saying this because I know it sounds so silly, but I'm truly in love with water. I think water is such a beautiful thing that was given to us from the creator of the universe that is just so beautiful. I mean, even people like Jesus, right? They got baptized in water. Water is so magical when it's done right, and when it's
Yeah.
done wrong, it could literally kill you. Like, you could drink tap water in some third world country, and honestly, I've known people who almost died from doing things like that. And
Yeah.
when it's clean, it's kind of like a human, right? When your body's really clean and functioning properly, it's a beautiful thing, and it's so nice. And when it's not, if there's mental health, if there's physical health, you can become a monster and do terrible things. So we have that option and duality of touching people's lives in a positive way or touching people's lives in negative ways. And
Yeah.
to me, that goes with everything from our food to our water to hydrogen, all these different avenues. And so I want to try to choose the better path and the right path and touching people's lives in positive ways, because I know I'm going to meet my maker. We all will at some point. And I want to be able to be before him and him to see my heart and know that I was trying to do things that would sincerely help people.
100%. Now, how does hydrogen support the body differently than your typical supplements or antioxidants?
Well, it does so many things. In fact, the list of things that it does is so long. And the truth is, they still don't even know the full mechanism of hydrogen. It's confusing because the first fundamental aspect of hydrogen is that it appears to be what they call a selective antioxidant. Now, somebody might say, I can get antioxidants in other ways. I can just take vitamin C. What the average person doesn't know, and I'm not even sure if you know, Stacey, this will be interesting to ask you. Are you aware that antioxidants, they all come in different sizes?
Yes, I am actually.
Yeah. Average person doesn't even connect the dots. They just think antioxidant. That's all they think. And they'll go and buy a supplement for like CoQ10, for example. Well,
Yeah.
that CoQ10 is actually real large. And so it's not going to penetrate to the core of your mitochondria. And what the latest science that people are realizing is mitochondrial dysfunction is a huge part of a lot of health issues, right? And one of these doctors who's measuring my protocols is actually measuring exactly that. He's measuring mitochondrial function, and he's seeing what my protocols are doing for it, and it's blowing his mind. He's like, absolutely just crazy off the charts. It's going to change and revolutionize the industry of health and
Yeah.
even doctors, and it's going to go all the way to the top. It's going to be very interesting to see how it's going to affect government, by the way. So you're going to see this most likely coming real soon. as crazy as that may sound. And so, yes, it works as a selective antioxidant, but it is also the most permeable antioxidant known to man because hydrogen is so tiny. It's like trying to put, if you take something like CoQ10 and you try to put it through the front door of a house like an elephant, it's not going to ever get in there. Hydrogen is like a tiny little ant that just walks right through the front door. So
Yeah.
hydrogen can actually make it to any part of the body. It can make it to the brain, lungs, toes. Like there is no place that hydrogen cannot reach. And I
Right.
think that's the first thing. You know, that is a very important, crucial piece to how hydrogen functions, let alone its ability to be an antioxidant if it needs to be an antioxidant.
Right.
Some other things, some things I can't divulge because none of the experts have figured it out. And every single time I divulge new information, they tend to troll me and they steal the information that I'm divulging. So I'm going to wait now until it's all published in medical data, which is going to be coming out. But hydrogen also appears to hydrate better, and that's really important because the average person doesn't realize that most people are chronically dehydrated. And on top of being chronically dehydrated, they don't understand that if you're not properly hydrated, your body doesn't even function right. So here you're
Right.
trying to supplements and God knows what, and you're not even properly hydrated. Like you could just
Right.
get hydrated, and that would make such a massive difference. And so that's another thing that is pretty beautiful about hydrogen. It also appears to function as an anti-inflammatory. So that's another beautiful thing. I've also seen it do some pretty miraculous things for me in regards to like some of the benefits for the gut microbiome. Off the charts, unbelievable. Lots of good data in regards to that. So many people have gut issues because of the stuff they're putting in their body. You know, these particular foods, even supplements that have certain potential contaminants, are disrupting your microbiome. And
Yeah.
so what hydrogen does for the microbiome is pretty phenomenal. And one of my favorite things that hydrogen does that very few people talk about is how protective it appears to be. It literally acts like a guardian angel. As crazy
Yeah.
as that sounds, if you were to watch my video, I tend to number my videos. Watch video number 8. If you watch video number 8, it literally shows cells that are being exposed to chemotherapy and radiation
Yeah.
with or without hydrogen. And you should see the difference. Without hydrogen, you'll see like 90% cellular damage, which is a lot. It's
Yeah.
like think of a car getting 90% rust. I mean, you can't, the thing's a piece of garbage at that point. When it had the hydrogen and it was being exposed, you got 10% cellular damage. 10% rust on a car, we can keep driving it, no worries.
Right.
10% huge difference. And you should see a lot of the data in regards to even how they're using hydrogen for cancer or even certain treatments. Because the treatments are so damaging. Like one treatment for cancer, have you ever heard of a drug called cisplatin?
This button now.
It's an anti-tumor drug. Doctors rarely use it because it's so damaging that it literally will damage your kidneys. So you go in because you have cancer, and then you potentially need a kidney transplant on top of it all. It's just horrible. So they don't use it much. And I read some data about how protective hydrogen appeared to be when they were given cisplatin. I believe they did this test on a mice, but it was remarkable. You were able to maintain kidney function, which is a huge deal. If hydrogen can potentially do that for something that damaging, what do you think it's going to do when you eat a little something that's in your food? What do you think it's going
Right.
to do when certain things like that? So we are constantly being bombarded by whether it's a contaminant in our water, whether it's a contaminant in the air, whether it's a contaminant in our food, whether it's a contaminant in our clothes, whether it's a contaminant just in a medicine that we were taking or a supplement or whatever. There's so many things that are affecting us that are causing these free radicals, you know, this free radical damage, which then affects other things down the road. So to me, hydrogen is absolutely foundational, but it does so much more than that. I mean, there's so many things that in my opinion, it appears to be doing. And we see it with the tests that we're doing. Like I said, the doctor was removing the hydrogen water. Then he would remove the hydrogen gas. Then he would try one or the other. Then he would try my protocol where I actually use both. And he was trying all these things because he just couldn't believe that my protocol was doing all this. And he thought maybe he was trying to find just one thing that was doing it all. He didn't think that maybe all the pieces were needed. But what I don't think people realize about health is a lot like your body. Do you need all your fingers? Do you need
Right.
all your hands? Do you need every part of you? Do you need your heart, your lungs, your GI system, your brain, your eyes? Do you need all these pieces? Yeah, they all work together synergistically to do whatever it is you're going to do. And health is no different. You don't just drink clean water. You don't just drink hydrogen. You don't just eat a certain way. you do these things together. That's how my protocol works. I put certain things together and I eliminate a lot. So that's a big one when I do consults. I have to change people's lives because they have gotten themselves in a certain way of thinking. The average person that I work with thinks that they're super healthy. They're like, oh, I'm living super healthy and all this stuff, but I'm still having problems. Can I solve them? And then when I do my consult, I'm like, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And they're like, what are you talking about? You're like totally disrupting my whole, the way that I do things. My protocols are different. And this doctor was no different. He had to eliminate some stuff and he started doing it the way that I do it. And then he finally got the results he's been looking for over 20 years. And this guy has really been trying and he's really smart. And he got close a few times. He even told me, he said, you know, a lot of your methods are things that I've tried. He goes, I just wasn't doing it right. Just the way, just like hydrogen. He said, I tried the tablets. He goes, I saw nothing. So why am I going to keep doing it? And then he did try a bottle and he's like, I saw nothing. And if I'm really honest and upfront about it, I was shocked. I actually thought that, because I know these make a little hydrogen. Now, not the way that I like it. I'm not going to do this. But it was shocking to me that he was seeing no results because I thought he would have seen a little bit, but he didn't see any. And that's why kind of odd, actually. But with the one that he's using now, the Japanese machine, the results are massive. So we'll be publishing that data real soon and people will be able to finally see, you know, what he's doing. Because we were able to find a way of doing this protocol to overcome all nutritional deficiencies without having to starve yourself. And it actually puts your body, this is really crazy, it puts your body in a ketotic state. So he's in ketosis almost all the time, which he said shouldn't be possible with the amount of carbohydrates he's consuming. And because most protocols, when they try to put you in a ketotic state, which is really, really, really popular, the whole carnivore diet thing. And carnivore is another problem, right? Because if you look at the short-term data, it can look really good. If you look at the long-term data, I know a lot of people fight me on this, but all you got to do is go look at the data, not my opinions, because I get attacked for such things. In the long term, carnivore has a lot of problems because you're not getting enough antioxidants, you're not getting enough fiber, you're not getting enough enzymes. There's a lot of things that you're not getting. And even people who wrote the book, literally wrote the book on the carnivore thing, telling everybody it's the best thing ever. I'm not going to name the guy's name, but he recently came out and said, I was wrong. He actually got sick. So he made himself sick by doing this. And he's convincing all these people that it's the healthiest thing ever. And people are still convinced. There's a lot of people still doing this. And this guy is like, no. Now he's trying to add other things. And I still think he's doing it wrong. He's trying to add, you know, little things to compensate for the fact that he wasn't getting enough electrolytes, by the way. And proper nutrient absorption is a big deal. And there's certain techniques that you can do to improve that too. So it's tricky, but once you really understand what needs to be done, it's actually not complicated. Kind of like once you find the answer, like E equals MC squared. It was so easy, right? But it probably took forever to figure that simplicity out, you know.
Now, what do you say to people who feel overwhelmed by health trends or skeptical about something new?
I felt the same way. I completely understand and I completely agree because I felt super skeptical. I'm hearing all these different things when I was trying to find my health. I was super frustrated. You didn't know who to believe, who to trust. And it did become overwhelming. And here's the beautiful thing between my protocol and someone like Brian Johnson, who truly is one of the real true biohackers and really doing amazing things. Again, the problem is that his stuff would be unreachable and very stressful for the average person. My protocol is much simpler and it's actually achievable. Like I said, this doctor who is the endocrine surgeon, you know, he's like, because we talk all the time. In fact, I just talked to him the day before yesterday. And I said, I just wanted to make sure, are you feeling okay with the protocol? Are you maintaining your weight? Because my protocol also makes people lose a lot of weight, but only if they're overweight. Because I had a woman who just wrote me the other day, she lost almost 20 pounds in roughly 8 to 9 days. Crazy. Because when you're overweight, it messes with your metabolism and even mitochondrial function. The body becomes confused, even sending random inflammatory signals throughout the body. For a lot of people who don't know, being overweight, your body will react like you have an autoimmune issue potentially. It gets very confused. And so as this is happening, what we're really seeing is it activates the metabolism. And my protocol was never intended to lose weight. In fact, it wasn't to improve the skin, which I saw a lot of that too. It did so many things that I wasn't looking for. I was just trying to get better. He's seen all these changes and he says, this is so phenomenal. And on top of it being very anti-aging, and he's like, don't feel hungry. Your protocol is pretty easy. It's achievable. It's affordable. And now with what we're seeing, I'm not gonna make any claims right now, but hopefully in the near future. But I will say, Brian Johnson has been waiting for somebody to challenge him on his blood work. If anybody could get close to him, well, we're already seeing some things. So in the very, very near future, and it's not to call him out because I apologize. I'm gonna turn on my hydrogen machine again. It shut off for a second because there's a timer on it. I like that Brian Johnson's trying to find the truth, and I'm doing the same thing. So I think he's going to realize what I'm doing very soon, because he's going to realize that it's only going to improve his protocols. But the one thing that I wish he would do is try to make it easier for people. Well, I already did it. I mean, I try to make it easy for people to be able to follow these protocols. And to date, everybody can do it, all the consults and everything that I've done. But you do have to have, and see, I'm not going to lie to people. I'm going to tell you straight up now. You have to make certain changes. You have to have a certain level of discipline in order to do it. You know, it's not an easy, it's not hard, but it's not easy in the sense that you just take a pill. It's not that easy. There is going to be certain things that you're going to have to do. And one of them is cleaning your water differently. You know, for me to make 1 gallon of the cleanest water takes 3 to 6 hours. But I turn on the machine and I let it run, and you know, I could show you here if you really wanted to, but I could show you one of my machines and all the water jugs that I have literally right over here. You know, and I'm obviously got my hydrogen machine here, and I got a blender over there, and it's not that complicated, and it's achievable. It's the price that maybe people pay for a set of tires or wheels, or way cheaper than a car. People buy these fancy cars and they don't worry about their health. And to me, health is absolutely found. I've learned the hard way that health is absolutely foundational. And that to me, it's actually spiritual. This body is the temple of God, as some ancient scriptures say. And I don't want it to be a garbage machine. I don't want to be putting Coca-Cola or Pepsi or processed sugars or deep fried food or just garbage. I'm not going to put garbage in this thing. It is a gift to be respected for the time that I have it. And but the most important thing is touching people's lives, and I'm very grateful to have learned what I've learned in order to be able to do that, and very grateful even for you for us being able to share this information with people in a world that is so deceptive. It makes it very difficult, you know, even for me. I went through it, so I totally get that question.
100%. Now, if someone was listening and wants to support their energy and their recovery this week, what's the first step that you would suggest to them?
Well, the first thing is I would go and get a piece of equipment to clean your water. Like I said, I actually think our water is making us sick every day. You know, again, if I were to start naming things off this lab test, and I see lab tests throughout the entire nation, and people think, well, I got well water. It doesn't matter. All the water everywhere that you test, did you know that water is your number one source of microplastics entering your body? Forget all the contaminants. Microplastics too. Number one source, you know. And that's a big deal because the process that I go through to clean the water, it does eliminate all the microplastics. On top of that, the viruses, the bacteria, the pesticides, and all the fluorides and all these other things that end up coming out of the water, you know. And obviously that's a really big deal. It's really important. So I would start with clean water. Hydrogen is kind of the secret sauce. It's the secret tool because we're going to use water as a carrier. So if I'm going to use the water as a carrier for the gas, I want it to be clean. And then, of course, I want properly made hydrogen, the best nanobubbles, stable hydrogen, bioavailable hydrogen, pH neutral hydrogen, just the best hydrogen there is. And then, of course, the one machine makes inhalation too. So that just makes it even better and easier. And that right there, I mean, clean water and hydrogen are so foundational. I've seen it do things. It's really quite interesting because I hate to share this one, but I'm going to just to share the power of hydrogen because my full protocol I know is what's best. But I've seen people who I personally have known who are like, I don't want to do the full protocol. I'm kind of lazy, but I will do the clean water and I will do the clean hydrogen. And somebody who will remain nameless at this point that I knew that had high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, arthritis, and glaucoma. He had all these issues with only the clean water and the clean hydrogen. He didn't use anything else. All those issues went away. That was a pretty big deal. That's when I saw, okay, hydrogen is really powerful, even if you have certain bad habits. But
Yeah.
when you improve the bad habits and you do the hydrogen with the clean water, then it gets even more powerful.
Yes.
But I was really shocked with the glaucoma one. I was shocked with all of them.
Yeah.
Pretty shocked with all, but the glaucoma was the big one, because this particular gentleman had was a well-documented case of over 30 years of having glaucoma. And doing this protocol, it took a while though. He didn't see the results for 3 years. So all the other issues went away within 6 to 8 months, except the glaucoma. And your
Right.
eyes are connected, by the way, to the brain. So they're basically like a part of the brain. So people who suffer eye issues, there's also something going on with your brain. And
Yeah.
in the end, he has to get his eyes checked every year. Got his eyes checked. After a couple of years, they kept saying everything's normal, you still have glaucoma. But on the third year, I had given up. I thought, well, it worked for everything else. It's not going to work for glaucoma. But on the third year, he called me and said, just got done with the eye doctor. And I said, I know it doesn't work for glaucoma. I got it. And he goes, no, they just got done telling me my glaucoma's gone and they can't even believe it. So they retested him multiple times. Like they told him to come back a week later and come back a week later. Every time he was testing negative, and they just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I thought this is getting crazier and crazier. Hydrogen, in my opinion, is the real deal. But the problem is, you better learn how to do it properly if you really
Right.
want to do something, in my, opinion.
I agree. Now, what are some of the services that you provide?
I mean, most of the stuff I do is for free. One of the things that I do offer, but I'm selective, so I don't just take anybody on. I'll do individual consults where I can figure out what's going on with a person and how they can potentially change their lifestyle, like a health coach. And it's funny because I've been a health coach to a lot of health coaches. A lot of health coaches have reached out to me because they're like, my protocols just don't work that well. They would never say that publicly, and I'm not going to name names. But I've learned throughout this process that there's a ton of health coaches, a ton of naturopathic doctors, a lot of MDs, regular doctors, PhDs. I've had a lot of them contact me because behind the scenes, and a lot of them are even big names, by the way. That's why I'm not going to name anybody. But a lot of people who their stuff just is not working that good. And they want to know my methods. But I only work with people who are very committed, because I've worked with so many people and I realize that a lot of them are kind of wasting my time, dare I say, because I'll spend hours with somebody and then they're like, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do all this stuff. Too much work, right? They have no discipline, or it
Right.
involves change. And so I'm very picky about who I choose. Now, if it was about the money, I would do consults for everybody, right? I just take anybody on, but I don't, because I have enough people that need my help, and I only want to work with the people who are very serious about changing their lives. So that's pretty much that. And then I'll do podcasts, like this. This is really great. I even do some podcasts on my channel. I've been trying to, because I got so many testimonials for so many years, and I remember them all. They're all in here in my head, but they're also in my heart, because these are people's lives who have truly changed.
Yeah.
But now what I'm trying to do is, now I'm trying to interview these testimonials on my channel so people can see that they're real people. Because I have had some people, not a lot, but there's been a small number of people who try to say, how do I know this is even real? You're just making up these testimonials. And I'm like, no, these are real. I only share the ones that people reach out to me and tell me what really happened with them. I mean, I've shown emails from doctors. I definitely did not make that up. I have all sorts of lab reports that I've shown too. So I've shown a lot of stuff, but now I'm trying to interview more people so people can hear the stories directly,
Yeah.
from these people, because that's the only way, in my opinion, you're really going to see, some truth out there. So
Right.
that's why I'm trying to do that.
Now, this really reframes health. It's not as pushing harder, but it's also supporting the body where it actually starts. And this has been a really amazing, episode. I think you really, you have come a long way. I remember when you first got sick, it was huge. And I see you today and you look better. You could just tell your skin color and everything about you has changed completely. And you sound better, you sound healthier. And so I'm so glad that this is working for you. And I'm so glad that you're here today sharing this with everybody and letting everybody know how this helped you, because water is a huge deal. And if and hydrogen, makes such an impact on a person's body. If it could do this, I suggest that people give it a try, but do it the right way. So I encourage people to get in touch with Greg and, and listen to him and listen to what he has to say. And, this has really been an insightful podcast. And I really want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And, I've seen your health improve tremendously, in the last couple of years. So it's your you've definitely come a long way, and I really give you kudos, and you really overcome a lot of things. And so I'm really glad this is working for you. And I hope others will dab into this and look into this, if they're going through a lot of different medical issues, or if they just want to improve their health and tweak some things in their body and feel better, and maybe work on their longevity or their overall health if something, doesn't feel right. And it's always good to live a healthy and clean life 24/7. Staying healthy is a day by day thing where we have to live healthy, each day. And we don't have to live perfect, but we have to really, try to live that healthy lifestyle in order to maintain overall health. And I think you're doing a great job doing that. And I want to give you kudos. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but I will say in the end, I believe that all the glory goes to God. I believe that the only reason I found all this was because of his guidance and ultimately understanding his creation. This body's his creation. I'm just trying to figure out the things that it really needs and what really, really, changes it. And
Right.
so I really, the credit clearly goes to him, but I've just been, I've had perseverance and I stuck true to what was in my heart of just trying to find the truth. And
Right.
we could give, even before we go, I could give people one health tip, the beginning of my protocol, by the way. And this goes for everybody. It's real simple and it's free. So every day when I wake up in the morning, I go and I grab a toothbrush and I wet it. No toothpaste. There's a reason for that. You literally just wet it. You brush your teeth for like 20 seconds, maybe 10. It's quick. And you make sure to brush the inner surfaces of your mouth. So the inner lining of the cheeks, your tongue, the roof of your mouth, just clean your mouth. Because of some data that came out of Japan showing that we literally grow bacteria, even cancer-causing bacteria, but other type of bacteria in our mouth. And when you wake up in the morning and you either drink water or coffee or eat something, you're literally ingesting this bacteria into your system. And one day is not a big deal, but if you do it day after day after day after day, it really begins to accumulate. And so in that regard, that's how I always start my protocol. Always clean your mouth first before you move forward to the next part of the protocol. And the next part of the protocol involves clean hydrogen and clean water and some specific minerals that I've discovered work with hydrogen synergistically. And that's how, then I go into the next phase of it. But just to give people the beginning of the protocol, anybody can improve their health by just cleaning their mouth every morning.
Love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing. Thank you so much, Greg, for being on the show. And I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're so welcome. And thank you for having me on also, Stacey. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.